Now, let's return to Bax and O'Brien at the Mayflower Marathon on Rock 102.
It's 8:12 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.
Showers, maybe even some thunder this morning, and then partly sunny by afternoon today, a high of 54. 42 now in downtown Springfield.
293-1021. That's the phone number to call to make your donations. In fact, thanks to the mayor of Springfield, Dom Sarno, and Judy Matt from the Spirit of Springfield, both making donations this morning. And especially thank you to the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 98. These are the guys that used to come to the Hall of Fame with the crane and all the food. They made a very nice donation of $980. So thank you very much to those guys. Awesome job.
Union 98. They made 97 look like a little league team.
No, $980 is what that's what they've donated so far. And we are up to raising enough money for 5,185 meals to the open pantry. So thanks to everybody that's donated so far. And again, get on the phone, 413-293-1021, or to go to rock102.com and make your donation. Comedian Bob Marley is a guy who has, I think, been with us for every Mayflower Marathon for maybe the last 15 years or even longer, and he's on the phone this right now. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Hello! Mayflower Marathon time.
Good to hear you, Bob.
This is a weird year. We are in a weird year.
Yes, we are.
My mother called me, I don't know, yesterday, day before, Bobby, we won't be at your house for Thanksgiving this year. Your sister and me and your extended Barbara, Teresa, Wayne, Dougie, Jimmy, Uncle Frank, we're not coming this year to your house for Thanksgiving. I'm like, the Krona finally paying dividends. I love my family, but I'll take this year off. I will gladly take a year off. It's always a mess. They come to my house, and my Uncle Jimmy, he's in his late 70s, so they're ready to go at 4 a.m. You know what I mean? All you old people that are listening, get a hobby or do something. He shows up. I say, Jimmy, come at 5 p.m. 2:15 is a knock on the door. What can I do, Bobby? I'm like, come back at 5, Jimmy. It's a mess. My Nana came last year. She's 94 years old. She's at the age where you put her someplace. You know what I'm talking about? When Nana shows up, Nana's here. Where do you want to put her? I just put her over there by the coats. She's wicked cute. She came up to the summer barbecue this last summer, even in the middle of the Rona, 94 years old, all socially distanced up there at camp, spread out in open air. She came to the barbecue with a 25-gallon jug of hand sanitizer, walking around, it's a little for you, and it's a little bit of good for you, and it's just for you. It was KY jelly, but, you know, either way. Knives and forks flying out of people's hands all day. My wife, she goes, Bob, why wouldn't she have just brought hand sanitizer? I says, well, that is not the question. The question is, why does Nana got a 25-gallon jug of KY? I asked her, and she said, I've had that for years. Okay, good enough on that, Nana. Last year for Thanksgiving, my cousin Darlene showed up. She ain't afraid to drink. She's hammered 5 or 6 nights a week, sings karaoke with a cowboy hat. And she wears a cowboy hat all the time, which is fine, but we do live in Maine, so she is a bit of a standout. It's not even a regular cowboy hat. It's one of them Little Debbie snack cake hats with the red brim on it. And she's got that front lisp, you know, like Sylvester the Cat. She goes, serious? Are you serious? I'm not making fun of her speech impediment, but what I'm saying is that's pretty rugged. You got to choose your karaoke set list. You got to be real careful with that karaoke set list. You don't open with Freddie Fender. Wasted days and wasted nights. And you definitely don't close with Elton John. Sad song, say so much. She called me last week. She said, Bob, I'm doing Christmas. Carolyn this year with all my friends. I'm serious. I says, well, where are you going? She goes, I'm going all around town to do Christmas caroling. I says, well, you better get a Krona test before you do that. You sing Silent Night, you take out half the town. I go, that you're a super spreader. She goes, super spreader? What's that? I go, you probably just killed me. I says, whatever you do, don't think about singing Seven Swans or Swimming. Holy God. Or Six Geese a-laying. Don't even go there, sister. I'll take this year off is my point.
Yeah.
I don't blame it.
Yes.
You know what they're saying anyway? This year, they don't want you having people over to the
mm-hmm.
house.
Mm-hmm.
They're keeping a tight eye on you.
Yeah.
I went to the store to buy a 26-pound turkey the other day. And the guy behind the counter says, that's a big turkey you got there. Are you having people over? I said, no, just the immediate family. He goes, are you sure about that? You're not lying to me, are you? He goes, we got a big turkey buyer over here, aisle four. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Big turkey buyer in aisle four. Get the turkey cops in here.
No.
Hey, guys, this has been a tough year, but I just want to say something. There's some really good things in, if you look through the light and see the cloud on the other side of the dust.
There is. Yes, there is.
It's a heck of a time right now to book a cruise. Have you thought about that? You book a four-day cruise, you get to stay out for 6.5 months. Lots of people lost their jobs, too, right? But other people did better than they've ever done. Like hand sanitizer guy. You ever think about him? That guy's killing it hard. You know what I mean? And you got to be careful, too. Everybody out there in Rock Nation, listen to Uncle Bobby, because there's a lot of bootleg hand sanitizer out there. The world is not filled with Purell anymore. Remember Purell? 99.9% uncut Escobar-type hand sanitizer. I stopped at the gas station the other day. They got a 44-gallon drum of hand sanitizer on the counter there, a keg of hand sanitizer, and I'm guessing it probably wasn't Purell. Probably something they whooped up in a garage out in Pittsfield or something. It had a sign on it that said, for public use. How about a sign that says, comes out a little fast? I hit the pump and the thing flew across the room, landed on the Sprite cooler. It was like, the guy's like, oh yeah, that comes out a little fast. Well, thanks for the early warning, Paul Revere. I got 4 gallons of hand sanitizer in my palms over here. I smell like tequila in half a strip club. Don't get pulled over with that hand sanitizer on your hands either, guys. You been drinking tonight? No, here, smell my hand, officer. Smell my hand. Hey, what about plexiglass guy?
Yeah,
that guy's
yeah.
killing it hard. I mean, how many accounts did that guy have before that? I mean, a couple hockey rinks and a salad bar? I went to McDonald's the other night. The whole building's wrapped in plexiglass. They're doing business out of a tiny window. They threw me my meal with a stick like a fishing pole, chucked it out to me. You ever go to the drive-thru and they don't want to touch your hands, so they give you your whole meal in a Tupperware container? You know what I do? I drive off with it because I don't care anymore. I just don't. I got 42 Tupperware containers in my back seat right now. I'm having a Tupperware party on Sunday. Socially distant. We got some good deals. Hey, don't forget, guys, listen. If there's ever a year you're going to donate to the Mayflower Marathon, come on. This has got to be it.
This is the one.
All right? You got to step up. You can call in to donate, or you can do it online. These guys are going 52 hours straight. Is that correct?
That
52
is,
hours?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah. Mom.
In a row.
The guys are going, and this year, you know, a lot of people, like I just said, out of jobs. People need help this year. And with the Rona, a lot of people can't get out. They're locked up and whatever it is. This is a great thing. If you could donate this year, that's great. It's the time to do it. It really is. Because they're canceling everything. They're having Macy's Day Parade. I don't know why, but they're having that. Which is, I mean, they're saying, well, we're not going to have anybody watch it. I'm like, okay, well, that won't be the first year. You're telling me you're going to have a 40-foot clip of the big red dog flying down through New York City and no one's going to go watch it? Yeah, they'll be there. They're going to show up. That doesn't. The news now, I can't follow it anymore. I don't. The other day on the Today Show, they said, the message this year is just stay home. And then 1 second later, they said, coming up next, Black Friday deals, door busting, crashes. Gotta be first in line and beat all the crowds. Okay, well, are we staying home or are we going door busting? What are we doing? This is a great year to donate to Mayflower Marathon, guys. We're going to be on air here. So help them out and kick it up. Make a donation if you can. $5, $1, $2, whatever helps. Everything helps. You can buy a piece of pie for a dollar or two, I think, out that way.
Out at Hannaford's.
That's right.
Right out at Hanny. Out at the Hannaford's out there. Oh, my God.
Bob, it's always
great. I wish you guys the best this year.
Thank you, Bob.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'll give you a field report on my family when I talk to you, hopefully sooner than later. And I want to get back out to Western Mass to do some shows once everything opens. It's like, I've been doing shows since May, just kind of chipping away at it.
Yeah, right. I've been watching your videos on Facebook. They're absolutely hilarious every single day.
I lost you.
We lost you?
Come in,
all right.
Tokyo.
All right.
Bob, it's great to talk to you. Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right. Love you guys. Be good luck. Donate now, everybody. Goodbye.
Comedian Bob Marley in the Mayflower Marathon on Rock 102.
The holidays.
102. Again, thanks to Bob Marley. And if you ever go on Facebook, go to Facebook Watch. He does a different video every single day. And every one of them, absolutely hilarious.
Hey, I was looking at the forecast for the rest of the week, and of course, we don't get the great weather when we were outside for the Mayflower Marathon, but on Friday, they're talking about going up to 58 again, which is not too bad. I mean, we had this past Friday and Saturday, nice days to go out for a bike ride if you were bundled up a little bit. But other than that, by this afternoon, actually, the sun is supposedly going to be out. And then the next 2 days will be dry. And then Thanksgiving, it doesn't matter. I mean, they are showing these videos of the airports over the weekend, and they are very crowded. And there are a lot of people flying, and there's not a lot of social distancing. And they say that, by Christmas, that's when you're going to see the spikes from Thanksgiving. So,
a lot of, just like Bob said, a lot of people are just choosing to stay at home and not get together with family just because it just may not be safe to do so. So, this is a very weird year. It's like we said, it's the reason why we're not in the Basketball Hall of Fame parking lot. It's a reason why we are not necessarily accepting food donations in person. That's why we suggest if you have food to donate, you can bring them to the Open Pantry offices at 287 State Street in Springfield. That's why we're doing it online. So either rock102.com or on the phone, 413-293-1021. The national average for poverty is about 10.5% of everybody in the country. But in the city of Springfield, it's a lot higher than that. 28% of Springfield residents are either at or below poverty level. So, there's loads of reasons to think about donating to the Open Pantry. They not only deal with homelessness and people who are struggling with that, but they're also dealing with a lot of people who, for whatever reason, are in an emergency situation, and they will feed them. I mean, 30,000 meals is in a typical year is what they do. Imagine what they're doing this year. It's even worse. And so that's why this year there's a great sense of urgency, and we hope that you can donate like a lot of people have so far. Over 5,100 meals we've been able to raise so far this morning.
That poverty level in Longmeadow, by the way, is 0.25%.
I'm sure there's one or two people in Longmeadow that are down on their luck. Maybe even more than one or two. You know,
the 2.5%.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 0.25.
Yeah. But they're there. They're out there. That's Longmeadow's homeless problem to deal with, and I'm sure they'll find a way to push those people into Springfield.
The shelters are always bustling over there.
Oh, I know. You don't have to tell me. I've been many times I've been rummaging through the streets of Longmeadow looking for some help.
Coming to those intersections and finding those fleeced, suited, homeless people standing there on the corner.
Sometimes I have wrapped myself up in my Brooks Brothers jacket just to keep warm on a cold winter's night.
They're little signs that have lights on them and are plugged into an extension cord to the nearest house.
We got news next to Rock 102.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling.
It's O'Brien at Rock 102. It's time for news, and it's brought to you by Table and Vine for the best deals in town on beer, wine, spirits. Great selection and expert advice only at Table and Vine, Riverdale Street in West Springfield, or at tableandvine.com. Here's local radio icon Steve Nagel.
Thanks, Bax. Hey, the annual Mayflower Marathon is underway. Yay! That's right. On 22 News this morning.
Yeah, there you go.
The 26th. How do they know that? Is it 26 or 27?
Because they might have been counting.
They might have been.
You know what it is? I think right now we're just tired of just saying, well, we don't really know. So we're just, I think somebody upstairs blurted, yeah, it's 26, and we're going with that.
Oh, it's 25 for us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I can't remember whether it was one or two before we got together.
Well, wait a minute.
I believe it was two.
Would it be 25 for you, or would it be 26 for you since you started in March, and that March would be the first
one?
Yes,
so this would be our 26th, yeah.
Yeah.
This is our 26th?
So it's 27 at least.
27 or 28.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Some of us in this broadcast facility are getting very, very old.
What happened to the Rock 102 historian?
That was me. I have cognitive issues.
Anyway, this will go for...
Well, the one remaining guy who is still here when we first got together has no recollection of people from 5 years ago, never mind, 27.
And the other guy, he doesn't remember everybody either. So, there's one other person here longer than me, and he doesn't remember everybody either.
Well, that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be doing this until 10 a.m. on Wednesday. Typically, the Radiothon would accompany a live event at the Basketball Hall of Fame featuring a food drive, but this year's funds and food will be collected virtually due to COVID-19 restrictions.
Fun and food?
Funds and food.
Oh, funds.
Yeah.
Are you reading this from the 22 website?
I am.
Well, there's fun, too. I mean, Bob was fun. We got other interviews that are just as much fun.
I heard that Gary Thomas is a hoot. He's coming up after 9 o'clock.
Better get my stomach pre-stitched.
You can call 413-293-1021 to donate over the phone, or you can donate online. I'm seriously thinking about that $100 donation for a song.
Alice's Restaurant.
No. That's too long.
Well, what are you thinking?
Because we're going to play Alice's Restaurant on Thanksgiving anyway. That's what we typically do here.
Right.
I'm thinking perhaps a maybe a One Direction song or...
Oh, yes.
Some sort of... WAP. That's what I'm going to request.
I don't think you've got enough money in your bank account to make that happen.
I got $101 I could shell out.
Is there a radio-friendly version of that song somewhere?
Yes. No. Yes, there is. Because they do play it on the radio, but it really, all it is like a big bleep.
It would have to be.
It's just like, beep.
I need beep, a bucket beep, and a mop.
Good stuff. Hey, there was a transformer explosion in the area of Northampton Street in Holyoke early this morning. Holyoke Police Officer Rosario confirmed the explosion with 22 News. Holyoke Gas and Electric said there are outages in the area but weren't able to provide any other information. Was it
including where on Northampton Street is Route 5? So that runs the entire length of town, and they couldn't even nail it down to within a mile.
Well, it's in the area. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, but
that's
not, a pretty. It might not even be on Route 5.
Yeah, but that's an extraordinarily large area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it runs from north or East Hampton to West Springfield.
John, you're asking a little bit too much.
Apparently.
When you want to know the details of what's going mm-hmm. on. And which Transformer was it? Was it Optimus Prime?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Robots in disguise.
Two people were injured in an assault that occurred near two motels Saturday night in Enfield. The two victims were brought to a local hospital by ambulance, suffering injuries that are believed to be non-life-threatening. The assault occurred about 7 p.m. near the Red Roof Inn, even though they say Red Room Inn.
Anytime I've been in a Red Roof, the rooms were not red.
And Motel 6. The businesses are across the street from each other on Hazard Avenue. Just the police wanted you to know that, just in case you didn't know where those two were.
I mean, you think about it. You're on vacation. You want to stay at a nice place. You pick one of those two places, and all of a sudden there's some sort of hubbub.
It is going to hurt the Enfield tourism business.
It's going to. I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to amend my Yelp rating.
Police believe they have made contact with all individuals involved. There is no threat to the public at this time, and that's all we know about that incident.
At least one of those, what was it, the Red Roof, and which one?
The Motel 6.
Motel 6, I believe, is the one where people actually live there.
What about the Red Room Inn? Have you ever been there?
No, I've been to the Red Roof Inn, but not the Red Room.
Right.
Remember staying in a place where it was written on the mirror in lipstick, Red Room, backwards.
No, that was Red Rum.
Red Rum?
Yeah. Red Rum.
Yeah. Which is actually, I don't know if you knew this, it's actually murder spelt backwards.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a cool story. Recognition was given on Friday for a special needs student in Springfield who has suffered health setbacks over the past year when Mayor Dominic Sarno learned that Putnam Vocational Academy student and cancer survivor David Pedroza longed for the day he could drive a Springfield Sanitation Division truck. Sarno decided to make him an honorary sanitation worker. David's mother, Maria Rivera, was so pleased that the mayor made her son so happy, considering that all he's been through this year. She said he's undergoing chemo treatment. This is this first year after chemo. He loves school. He loves driving trucks, and I really appreciate it. That is a very cool story that they let him do the thing. No one will ever ask to be a DPW worker, though. Like, I want to be the guy who stands at that hole and looks at the other guy down in the hole, working in the hole.
I don't know.
And I want to bring all of my friends with me from the cancer ward so they can all stand around and watch me at that hole.
You know, you say that, but, I mean, those jobs are plum jobs. I mean, there's pensions, there's good health benefits. Those are good, high-quality jobs.
Yes, but no child out there goes, you know what I want to be when I grow up? I want to be the guy that stands around that hole and watches another guy work.
There's not a child in the world that doesn't dream of one day getting paid bank to do very little. And, you know, to me, that is something to strive for, to become a DPW worker.
I mean, we have a message from a DPW worker right now. You watch it, buddy. You watch it. I don't even remember what I was going to say. But, hey, at least that kid got to do to be the sanitation worker, because that's the hard job. That's the one where, you know, you got to deal with all that trash, and you got to deal with people giving you crap all the time for maybe leaving your trash can somewhere.
Yeah.
What's the DPW guy do?
Hey, give me a coffee.
Okay. All right.
Hey, by the way, the boss has just sent me a picture, and it says Rock 102 Mayflower Marathon 1999, okay? And it says, in quotes, our sixth annual.
That was you and me?
99 would have been you and me. You and I started in 95.
So it was our sixth. So, in other words, it was the station's sixth annual?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, that would be the sixth one for that you did. So 95 would be one.
Yeah.
96, 97, 98, 99. Oh, wait, it would be five.
Yes.
Five.
Five.
So then one more after six.
So this is 20. So so the boss is saying it's the 27th.
The 27th. Okay.
But I don't know if I trust his math, because, you know, what has he really proven to us mathematically wise?
I don't know.
See, that's what I'm getting at. I don't think anyone really knows. Even with this, how do we know that that's accurate? You know, we didn't even, the first year we did it, we couldn't figure out which one we had done.
Hey, another weekend, another underground swinger sex party getting broken up in New York City for violating coronavirus restrictions. This one was an 80-person orgy in Queens. Yeah.
How do you distance at an orgy?
An underground.
You don't. That's why I got busted up.
There were no masks, but there were boxes of condoms. An underground swinger sex party was broken up in Queens for violating pandemic gathering restrictions, according to the New York City Sheriff's Department. Caligula, which bills itself as
Caligula,
is it?
Yeah.
Bills itself on Facebook as a private upscale on-premise swingers club, was caught hosting more than 80 people, bumping loud music and unlawfully serving alcohol.
That wasn't the only thing they were bumping.
When sheriff's deputies arrived, they found three couples having sex in a small room while others were gathered across the venue unlawfully drinking alcohol and socializing. According to the Sheriff's Department pictures of the event, 47-year-old Jennifer Haynes was the only attendee who was fined and given a summons for disorderly conduct.
Do we have any information about who, quote unquote, spilled the beans in this event?
I see what you did there.
What? I'm asking.
Spilled the seed.
I believe it's who flicked the beans.
I don't know, Steve. I mean, who fingered who in this thing? So what? Who was implicated?
I don't know what you're getting at.
I'm also kind
of curious as to how it is that the sheriff's department broke it up instead of the NYPD.
Well, it's probably because the sheriff's departments in New York City are the ones that take care of most civil.
Yeah, that's probably things. It. They are probably the ones enforcing the COVID rules.
I mean, you would never see Nick Cochi with a battering ram breaking up orgies, or would you?
No. Nah, I'd hope not. If that day ever comes, society as we know it will no longer exist.
No, that's the day he's got to invite us out there.
One photo shows a large cardboard box filled with condoms with a lacy black bra draped on top of it. Go on.
You know, I just, in this time, right now, are you more worried about the COVID or the syphilis?
The COVID.
Yeah, right.
I think, yeah.
The box of condoms is kind of a waste. Give me a mask.
Well, I think you can do both. I mean, I think that would be necessary.
You know, when a woman tells you she tested negative this time around for COVID, it's like a big sigh of relief.
Right,
right.
And you're like, man, I miss those days of worrying about getting herpes or syphilis or any other number of sexually transmitted diseases.
Well, I tested positive for those, but at least I was negative for COVID.
Can't we just have one day of pre-pandemic worry?
I know. It would be nice to go back to the old days when all you had to worry about was herpes.
It is the annual Mayflower Marathon. We are accepting donations over the phone, 413-293-1021, or you can go online to rock102.com to make your donation. Your Pioneer Valley forecast is going to be rainy today with a high of 52. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 43. It's 48 right now in downtown Springfield. I'm Steve Nagel, and that's the news on Rock 102. Oh, yeah.
Oil prices are hard to predict.
Tabaxan O'Brien at the Mayflower Marathon on Rock 102.
It's 8:53 with Max and O'Brien and Rock 102, the Mayflower Marathon, which is completely different than any other year before.
Yeah, you know, how many times have we talked about, or at least I've talked about, changing things up a little, having it in July or having it somewhere else or doing something different, and this was not what anyone expected.
No, it's not. As many of you may know by now, we are not in the Basketball Hall of Fame parking lot accepting food donations. COVID's preventing us from doing that. The quarantines, the distancing, there's no way to really do it correctly and be compliant. So it's purely online at rock102.com, or you can call 413-293-1021. Also, 100 hours to get your song on Rock 102. That's good enough for 50 meals. And so far, we've raised over enough money for 5,628 meals to the Springfield Open Pantry.
It's funny. I drove by the Hall of Fame a couple of times over the weekend on 91, and I'd keep looking over there, you know, knowing that this was the weekend. Usually by Saturday, maybe even Friday afternoon, but I know by Saturday, they have an area cordoned off, and then slowly you see the mobile home come in, and then you see the trailers come in, and then, you know, all the things that set up the whole area down there. And it was just weird to know that this was the weekend leading into Thanksgiving and none of that was there.
One of our many sponsors for this year's Mayflower Marathon is Dave Miner, Exterior Home Improvement, and he's on the phones right now. Good morning, Dave. How you doing?
Good morning. Good.
It's first of all, it's good to have you as a sponsor and great to have you here this morning. Tell us what you guys are up to.
Well, today it's raining, so we're not out working, so it works out good to be able to speak to with you on the phone, you know. But it really is great to be able to be a sponsor this year, and, you know, we have to thank our customers for being so supportive of us all year long to be able to allow us to be able to help out in, you know, a financial way and do what we need to do to, you know, give back to the community.
Was that a cognitive decision that you had to make at some point in your earlier years that you wanted to be the exterior home improvement guy as opposed to the interior home improvement guy?
You know, it just worked out where, you know, unfortunately I lost my father when I was 12 years old. And the guy across the street from me was a 72-year-old painter who never had any kids and said, "Come on, kid, I'll teach you to wear something the rest of your life." And then when I was 16, he introduced me to a roofing contractor. So by the time I was 18, I had two trades under my belt, you know. So now I no longer do painting, but, you know, it all branched out where we do the roofing and we've done the siding, we've done the windows. And fortunately, we were in the right trade that, you know, the COVID didn't slow us down this year, you know, because we weren't working inside of houses.
Wow. That's a hell of a story.
I would be the kind of guy, because obviously, you know, like you said, you're not working today because of the weather. That's the job I want. I don't want to work when it rains.
It gets tough because some people say, "Hey, can you schedule me for the 15th? Well, I can schedule it for the 15th if it doesn't rain 3 days before that, you know?
So it's exactly.
Very, very hard doing scheduling.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well,
and, you know.
Well, we appreciate you being in a part of the event and helping us you know, raise you know, money for the Open Pantry. It is a great cause, and, you know, every little bit helps. So thank you very much.
Well, we thank you guys very much for doing everything you're doing, and, you know, like I said, the exterior home improvements has been extremely strong this year because people were home with COVID, unfortunately, and they saw how bad their houses were and stuff, and, you know, so. And it really is no excuse why, you know, my friends and competitors and everybody out there steps up to help out. And, you know, I'm going to put a challenge out that everybody that works in the home improvements field give $100, you know.
Oh, boy.
You know, and, you know, I don't see why the people in the home improvement field can't put you over the top with just our field alone. I mean, there's, you know, one of my branches I buy material from, there's 1,000 contractors.
Wow.
Every one of us gave $100, guys. That's $100,000, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've been busy. We made money this year. We were the lucky ones. People weren't doing their kitchens and they weren't doing their baths over because they didn't want us in the houses, you know.
Yeah.
So just us home improvement guys can do it, you know.
Awesome.
Excellent.
You know, and I really, you know, I was looking over the sponsors, you know, online there, and, you know, I'm kind of proud to be in a good group of people who are sponsoring the Mayflower Marathon, you know.
Well,
I do business with a few of those people.
We do appreciate Dave Miner, Exterior Home Improvements in South Hadley. Thanks,
Dave, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much, guys.
We appreciate it. It's 8:58 with Bax and O'Brien and Rock 102.
GG Inks, screen printing and embroidery. They print the shirt on your back.